Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. After 2.5 years of talks and negotiations, the 76ers group has abandoned its plan to bring a $1.3 billion arena to Market Street in Center City. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
Councilmember Mark Squilla confirmed to KYW that the Sixers are planning to stay in South Philly instead of moving to the Center City intersection of Market and Filbert Streets at 10th and 11th Streets. Even though City Council passed all of the measures needed for the proposed Center City Arena late last year, Squilla says he knew the Sixers were still negotiating, even talking with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's office as recently as last weekend. In addition to this new deal, Comcast will be involved in reimagining Market East. IBEW Local 98 celebrated the news, saying the stadium district in South Philadelphia will be dramatically enhanced and expanded, and a $1.3 billion project just turned into a multi-billion dollar development. Despite the Sixers' decision rankling some city leaders, fans like Ashley Corsi love the idea of keeping the sports complex intact.
I think that's a great thing for the city because putting it in Center City would just ruin the vibe.
Meanwhile, Carol from Delco had the residents of nearby Chinatown in mind, who have pushed back mightily against the arena project from its inception.
Disrupting a whole entire community, Chinatown, that's pathetic that they even thought to do so.
Mayor Parker will speak about it late Monday morning. In South Philly, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Birds move on. The Eagles top the shorthanded Packers 22-10 at the Link. KYW's Dave Uram has the story.
The Eagles improved to 9-4 all-time in the postseason at the Link, a game in which they had 4 takeaways, including on the very first play, but the offense was sporadic, not its best. Still, Saquon Barkley ran for 119 yards in his first playoff game with the Eagles.
We won. You know, I think that's the most important thing. You know, I know a lot of people are going to try to get into, you know, stats and how the people perform, or were we rusty, or how did Jalen look? Like, you know, that's your job. Y'all supposed to do that, and you're doing your job. But in reality, in this locker room, the only thing that matters is winning football games. Whether we win 45-44 or we win 3-0, that's our mentality, and that's our mentality for the rest of this playoffs. And we're gonna stick to that, and we're gonna buy in, and we're gonna keep getting the job done.
And thus, they move on to the divisional round. Unfortunately, linebacker N'Kobe Dean suffered a knee injury in this win and was seen leaving the stadium in a brace with crutches. Reporting from Lincoln Financial Field, Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Eagles' next playoff game is 3 o'clock Sunday in South Philly. They'll play the winner of tonight's matchup between the Rams and the Vikings. Meanwhile, legendary boxer Joe Frazier, who spent a lot of his life living in Philadelphia, would have turned 81 on Sunday. So his friends and family came together to celebrate his legacy and the Eagles' playoff run at the same time. KYW's Sonny Morgan was there.
Smokin' Joe Frazier was once the heavyweight champion of the world and trained young boxers in his gym on North Broad Street. His family, with the help of local leaders, were able to get a statue made in his honor in 2015. And as Eagles fans, they dressed his likeness in an Eagles hat and scarf to commemorate both his birthday and the big Eagles game. Councilman Jeffrey Young, who represents the area where Frazier's gym is located, says he hopes to help the family preserve his legacy.
He is our real life hero. We have to make sure that we honor our heroes and that the future generations know that we have real heroes that come from their communities that look like them, that fought to make sure that they have the opportunity to be where they are.
His family calls him the real life Rocky Balboa, a man who moved to Philadelphia from South Carolina to train for what will become an illustrious career in boxing. Jacqueline Frazier Lied, Frazier's daughter, is a lawyer and former municipal court judge, but she also followed in his footsteps for a bit and won 5 championships.
I didn't expect to go into boxing, but it was such a privilege, and so I feel like I'm a part of the Philadelphia grand tradition of championship boxing.
They ended by doing a 10-count, a boxing tradition where a bell is rang 10 times to observe those who have died in the boxing world. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.